A reading from the book of Genesis. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. I will make your reward very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what good would your gifts be if I keep on being childless and have as my heir the steward of my house, Eliezer? Abram continued, See, you have given me no offspring, and no one of my servants will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him. No, that shall not be your heir. Your own issue shall be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up in the sky and count the stars if you can. Just so, he added, shall your descendants be. Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as an act of righteousness. He then said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from the Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as a possession. O Lord God, he asked, how am I to know that I will possess it? He answered him, Bring me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old she-goat, a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Abram brought him all these things, split them in two, and placed each half opposite the other. But the birds he did not cut up. Birds of prey swooped down on the carcasses, but Abram stayed with them. As the sun was about to set, a trance fell upon Abram, and a deep, terrifying darkness enveloped him. When the sun had set and it was dark, there appeared a smoking firepot and a flaming torch, which passed between those pieces. It was on that occasion that the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I will give this land, from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river of the Euphrates. The word of the Lord. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Give thanks to the Lord, invoke his name, make known among the nations his deeds. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth his judgments prevail. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham and by his oath to Isaac. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So, by their fruits you will know them. The Gospel of the Lord. And so again, we hear Jesus talk about our fruits and how in our own lives, God will know us and others will know us by what kind of fruit we bear. And again, you can tell what kind of fruit we bear, as I've talked about before, by when you squeeze us, what comes out. Does it come out anger? Does it come out faith? Does it come out gentleness? Does it come out lust? Whatever it happens to be. What comes out of us when we are squeezed? That is our fruit. Again, and fruit always feeds others. It isn't fed for itself. We feed others with our fruit. So what do we feed others with? Abraham, the fruit of his life, was he believed in God. He believed in God's promise. And so that must be a sign of where our fruit is. Are we men and women of faith? Do we believe when God says something, he will be faithful and fulfill it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.